Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you because your word strengthens us and causes us to be charged. Thank you for tonight because you take charge over this place. And every life is blessed as we listen to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me start with my own testimony. Amen. It was during the program, I can't remember if it was Setman, but somebody, I think it was a prayer on Friday. Was it a prayer meeting or the Friday evening? So I was at the back, but Setman mentioned something about pain in the ankle. And I had that, had that pain that was just disturbing me in the ankle. I think I kicked something in the house. It was very painful, and I limped for a while. But the whole pain just settled around my ankle. But I thank God that evening I was healed. That during that meeting I was healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28. So thank God I really want to give God praise for halftime renewal. There was this fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So Deuteronomy chapter 28. I accidentally stepped on my glasses, and God help me. Woo! Yes. I said I was going to do without it. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1 to 13. Hallelujah. I'll be speaking on blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. Blessed beyond measure. We have to be like the magnet. How many of us know magnet? I remember when we were small. We used to gather magnets, you know. And there's this thing I observe that happens. If you're playing with your magnet, if you're carrying magnet, when you have, tiny objects, metals around, like needles, pins, and stuff like that, what happens? Good. But if you are holding a magnet and you are around something big, a car, metal steel, a car or something big, what happens? The magnet will go and... All right. Hallelujah. Amen. We are blessed beyond measure. Praise God. So Deuteronomy, he says... Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Hallelujah. The The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and it will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has shown to you, he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruits of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Amen. Hallelujah. It's an all-round blessing. Blessed beyond measure. All-round blessings. When there was this separation between Abraham and his nephew, the reason, despite the fact that Abraham had to make him choose first, what happened to the dry land? Because the guy chose the best part, right? So Abraham chose what he was left with, what was left. The reason that the land was blessed is not that this side is better, no. He was the carrier of the blessing. Amen. That's why I'm grateful to God for halftime renewal, because you are carrying something already. Amen. You are blessed beyond measure. You are carrying something already. And it cannot be quantified. You can't measure it. It's there. It's there. Hallelujah. So we have to use it. Open your mouth, speak forth, and use it, because what you say is what you get. Be like a magnet. Hallelujah. Be like a magnet. Amen. Take charge in your environment. Amen. Hallelujah. Take territories. Amen. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58, verse 14. It says, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth. Hallelujah. Now let's flip back a little bit to 55. Isaiah 55, verse 5, and then go to verse 8. So verse 5 says, surely you shall call a nation. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you. Amen. Because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, he has glorified you. Amen. Now verse 8, jump to verse 8. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that is, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. Amen. But it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Hallelujah. 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. Hallelujah. And all the trees and of the field shall clap their hands. 13 and the last verse. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No wonder I said, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. We have been blessed all round blessings. So we take God's word and we speak it forth. We speak it forth, speak it forth. And then you begin to see things happen. I remember during the course of the program, the halftime renewal, one of the days, I remember one of the nights, there was no light, inverter had power had run out and everything. And Jen was not there because we had moved the Jen to the farm and all that. And I said, I think something happened. I had something that was supposed to be in the fridge or something. And something happened. And I just prayed. And I just said, it's been long I did this. And I just commanded. I remember telling my wife, I said, it's going to rain. I set a time. I said, it's going to rain. And that night, just at about 12, and that's what happened. As soon as it started raining, NEPA brought light. Amen. And I was able to use the freezer the way I wanted. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes you can do. See, when Jesus did mighty things that people were shouting, at home, we were not told the little things that salt finished, something happened, gas finished, something happened. You can do some little things in the house. Stretch your faith, put it to use. Hallelujah. That's why it's there. If you don't use it, it will be redundant. And you are the one who suffers it. Amen. Amen. Yes, I remember the NEPA one was because we had this food that if you don't put it in the fridge and we ran out of gas, all of a sudden, both the small one that is for alternative use and even the major one got finished. As soon as they switched to this one, after a while, it got finished and said, hey, and then that was what necessitated our prayer. Because we called on the gas, the person who normally supplies gas, her number was not going. And I said, there's got to be a way. Amen. Not when there's a small headache. You say, pastor. And then you are calling pastor to come and pray. No. You have your mouth. Give a command. Hallelujah. The Bible says, set my rest unto for us earlier on. You'll be given power over principalities. You'll be given authority. Use it. So don't be like when we are describing person with authority, you would remember vividly a military man, let's say an army officer who is wearing a uniform. And then just imagine that Timiluwa just walked up to an army officer wearing uniform and gave the man a slap. I asked my friend, come on, will you go and kneel down there? And you yourself, you are seeing the man, and the man really obeyed. You say, in fact, the moment you see him slapping the man, commanding the man, you say, hey, what has this boy done? Are we getting it? So you cannot have that authority bestowed on you and not use it. Many of us, the reason we're not seeing what we ought to see is because we've not used our mouth. Amen. I'm holding myself from sharing a testimony because it's going to come in bumper fold. Hallelujah. But the thing is, use your mouth. Exercise that right, that authority that God has bestowed. It's not for waste. Hallelujah. Especially after this kind of program, you have to stay on fire. You have to stay on fire. Amen. Food where they just cook, finish when it's done. When you go there, you see anything they boil, butu, like this. When you carry them, you know what you are getting. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Amen. Okay, so Jeremiah 1:5. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. But here was the guy saying, Lord, I'm but a small boy, giving excuses. Yeah, sometimes you will even have legitimate excuses, legitimate reasons not to want to do certain things. Excuses. God, but you know now, God, you know, but you know that I'm tired. I can't go to service. Legitimate reasons. I've walked back to back. You could have legitimate reasons. And that can even steal what is awaiting you. May God help us. Amen. 29. Same Jeremiah, 29. The reason we could have 29:11 is because of what we just read in 1:5. Say, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Remember what he said in 1:5. He said, before I knew you, before you were ever formed. So God knows that there's a miracle waiting for you, and there's something you're supposed to do to make that miracle come forth. If you say nothing, you get nothing. It's not, the blame is not on God. That thing is meant to happen. Okay, I remember vividly the match that happened, I keep forgetting this year now, but long ago, we had this very popular match we always talk about, USSR and Nigeria, right? I think we were 4 goals down. Shit? 4 goals down. Yes. Saudi 89, yes. I remember vividly that many people, the TV that was running that time was this sign that you lock. A lot of people put off their TV and went to, it was when they had a goal. I beg, it's already, because from 4-0, some had 4-1, they didn't even, 4-2, when they had 4-3, someone said, on the TV. And then it was 4-4. I think we eventually won the game through penalty or something, right? Just imagine, people at home watching the match, they are not the ones on the field. They were tired of watching the match. I don't know what's staring you in the face. I don't know who is faced with challenges. And then you are almost giving up. Like, is God not seeing this thing? I said, like when Mrs. Ajiri said, I hope God is not doing to me what he did to Job by boasting and bragging. And I hope that's not the reason I'm facing what I'm facing. I said, no, God does not test people like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Like Satan said, when they press you, what will come out is as a result of what you have loaded yourself with. So let's utilize what we are loaded with. 2 Peter chapter 1, quickly. 2 Peter 1. Okay, I'll read verse 3 and 4. Say, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness. All things that pertains to life and what? Godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Hallelujah. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. Amen. All things that pertains to life and godliness. So, I have no reason to find any purpose or cause to want to envy people of the world or to want to say a word that will glorify the devil, because all that pertains to life and godliness has been given to me. Amen. Amen. You have all that pertains to life and godliness. You see, let me show you something. This same scripture. Let's look at it. I like the way the TPT puts it. I read it in the message and I read it in TPT. And it says, the message says, Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. Hallelujah. Everything. Nothing missing. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turned your back on a world corrupted by lust. Let's see the TPT. Look at what it says. TPT says, everything we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in what? In us. It has been deposited. You don't need it again. So it's like, I heard a story of one woman that walked into the bank and she was ranting, she was shouting that she wanted to make transactions. She has to pay somebody and blah, 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 and all that, old school. So, no cash. So somebody told her that, Mama, maybe you have, it's your account. She said, yes. You have a phone. She said, yes. You can transfer that money to that person. She said, no, she has to cash the money and go to another bank and deposit it in that bank. I said, Mama, they don't operate like that again. You can transfer it on your phone. She did the transfer. The person got the money and the person called her to thank her. Transfer has been done. Amen. There are people who are still transacting, doing cash, doing transactions manually. Things that you should do by switching on your faith. You are still using your own effort, manual labor, when everything has been given to you that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Amen. I think it was, I can't remember now if it's my sister-in-law's husband or Pastor Muyiwa, I can't remember. He brought out, I think he had a flat tire and brought out this automatic, what's it called, to inflate the tire. And somebody there was like, ah, what it be that? You know, amen. Hallelujah. Life is so made easy that some people just believe only in man and say, ah, they expect, say, he will just maybe push the car or call, what's it called, from across the road to come with his machine and pump the diesel. But quick, quick, sharp, sharp, he just did the thing and tire is already inflated. Hallelujah. We've passed that stage of wanting to do things out of your own effort because everything has been done for us. Deposited in us. Everything. Everything that pertains to life and godliness has already been deposited in us by his divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his godliness. Hallelujah. Amen. So we do not operate in doubt, in fear, and all that. We operate by faith, trusting and knowing who we believe. Amen. That is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever imagine or think. Colossians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Colossians 1, let's see 24 to 25. It says, I now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of the body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Then in verse 26, it says, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Who? His saints. Who are those saints? He's talking to us. Hallelujah. He's talking to us. I know some people, when you say, ah, you are saying, ah, no, oh, filthy rag. No, 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 no. He's talking to us. The things that were hidden from ages, they've been revealed to us. Hallelujah. Amen. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Which we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Mysteries revealed to us. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's see Ephesians 1. As I get ready to close, Ephesians 1. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. It says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So, he don't tell. This has been established long before we got here. Before we got here, it has been established. Don't you feel so special that God thought of you even from before the foundations of the earth? Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. I'll stop for lack of time. I'll stop here. But let's think deep about this. That he thought about, how do you feel when you get to a place? Let's say you're going for a meeting or work or something. And then you get to the office. It's your birthday. You didn't even remember. And you get to the office and you usually used to be the first person to get there. You got there as the first person still. Only for you to find out that everyone had come except you. And then they had gotten a cake or something, a gift. And then as soon as you joined, everybody just say, ta-da, how do you feel? Like, am I so special that you all left your house early like this and you just came to surprise me? It's pleasant. Hallelujah. That's our own physical surprise. This one is that before the foundations of the earth, he had us in mind. Don't you feel so precious that he had you in mind? He had you in mind. Hallelujah. He had you in mind. Can we just take time and thank him? Father, thank you for having me in mind. Thank you. Thank you. How precious. How glorious. That which you set before me. Ole branana henda yananosha. Kaba hirado somneli kabarade. Ene brono somneli amande vrene no sotheda dadosh. No wonder the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that God leads us in triumph. Hallelujah. He doesn't leave us stranded. He doesn't leave us comfortless. He always comforts us. He strengthens us. He had us in mind, thought of us, planned for us. No wonder he said also that we have these treasures in here. In heaven vessels, no matter what happens, we have his backing and we are strengthened. We are strengthened. We have his backing. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I remember one very meeting when Sepma was teaching and he said something that was long ago. Wesley Magrelos, that word never left me. He said, head or tail, you win. Hallelujah. Head or tail, we win. We know the outcome of these things. Amen. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. We know the outcome. It's a win. It's a win. Head or tail. Anyhow, they toss the coin. We are winning. Hallelujah. 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 Bible says that praise be the God Almighty who causes us always to triumph. Hallelujah. We're going to pray tonight. What are we praying? Lord, thank you because we triumph all the way. Doesn't matter what's tearing me in the face. I triumph. I triumph. I triumph. I'm winning. I'm winning. I'm winning this. I'm winning this. It's you that will declare it with your mouth. If you have God's promises, and you don't declare it, oh, you are not doing yourself any good. We have to speak his word. We have to speak his word. He honors his word. Le palabados. And the brain of Sotanima and the brain of Shadadea, Elaman, the brain of Copa and the brain of Moscow, and no Shadada. Oh, I'm winning this. The brain of Shadada. I'm victorious all the way. I triumph in all things. Elaman, the brain of Sotanima, and the brain of Sotanima. Thank you because you have given me all things that pertains to life and godliness. I'm winning this. Le Palamosha. And I'm on the Sumterica de Sotanima. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.